Right thinking. For nearly 2 years, God has been showing me some astonishing truths. Not a voice in the night, nor an angelic visitation, not a great vision of light. But step by step, he has given me a deeper understanding of health and wholeness. It seems that just as God has set laws in the universe, like laws of motion or gravity, God has openly set in the scripture very specific laws that relate to the believer. Oh, not the law of Moses, for though perfect, the law given to Moses kills. Perfection can never be reached by efforts of sinful man. That law points to Christ. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It seems more and more that the one thing that God requires more than anything is a full concentration on Christ, a mind that is set on Christ and Christ alone, a single mind, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, a submissive mind, where in lowliness of heart we esteem the other better, a spiritual mind, where we look away from earthly things to things above, a secure mind, which is the only recipient of the peace of the Lord, a surrendered mind, where each thought is captured and given over to him. I have for many years contrasted Mary of Bethany with her sister, desiring to reflect the former rather than the bothering, worried, fractious Martha. For Mary had discovered the secret of a mind that is stayed on the Lord. She had uncovered the path to perfect peace, the law of health and healing. Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. My peace I give, a peace that only I can give. His is a spiritual peace and a joy that is intended to be received now. His is a peace of mind that can be received even in this world of trial and pain. His is a peace that passes understanding, but a peace that can quell the troubled heart. Martha's mind was on the things of this world. Her mind was diverted from him. Mary's mind was focused on the Lord Jesus. Her mind was peaceful and whole. Man's mind and man's thinking are too frequently set on the wrong things. For as a man thinks, so is he. We think that we have to sort out our own problems and the problems of others. We ignore Christ's ever-constant plea to cast all your cares upon me. We allow people to affect our thinking and ruin our relationship with the Lord. But come ye apart and rest a while, and think on whatsoever is lovely. We allow so many things to crowd into our thoughts and worry about the future. We concern ourselves on how we will manage, and what if? For many years my own mother worried about what if my father died, until she recognized her sin of worry and confessed her foolish thoughts. Worrying of things that may happen robs most people of their present peace and joy. But how frequently we're told in Scripture not to worry, for worry is fear. Fear not, we are told, by the Lord and Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Fear not. The believer in Christ was given in the Word of God very, very specific laws. Not the law of Moses, for though perfect, the law given to Moses kills. But principles that, if acted upon and appropriated, would change their lives. It seems more and more that the one thing that God requires more than anything is a full concentration on Christ, a mind that is set on him and Christ alone, a single mind, in spite of the problems and circumstances of life, a submissive mind, regardless of the way that people behave towards us, a spiritual mind, where we set our hearts on right thinking. A secure mind, where worry and fear is replaced with trust and love. A surrendered mind, where each thought is captured and handed over to Him. If you correct your thinking, you will break out of a life of defeat to a life of victory. This is not an airy-fairy, sugar-coated thought to give you a feel-good factor. This is an open truth in Scripture that few bother to recognize or apply. If you have the courage to challenge your own thoughts and thinking, you will discover a lifetime of wrong thinking will change your life. You will at last discover that a life of depression and doubt and worry can be transformed by the renewing of your mind as you take every thought captive and just believe His word.